drive up there with us, leave something.
All right, Otto. First race, you put it right out there. You said the 22 car had the best car in the race. Where were you off tonight in the first race?
We were off all night tonight. We were just tight. I think something has changed with the tires from last year, and our cars are good. We can pass, but it just seems to get really tight at the end of the race. So we're probably going to have to look at doing something to just free the car up just a little bit. But overall, we're pretty good. I mean, Pat is just really good, and of course, it was during the day. And you know, when we had a long run going, I thought we were going to have a shot at him there in lap traffic, and then when the yellow come out and he had open track, there was just nothing. I my hands were tied at that point. So I mean, I don't want to make it sound like we weren't that good, because we were good. Pat Lavery beat us.
Exactly. All right. In the past, you've said your car is so much better in an open air, I guess, and not in traffic or when you're out in the lead. Is that still the case this year?
There's a lot to be said for that. Yeah, I think any car, if the roles were reversed, it could have been different. I don't know that, but it could have been. And I noticed that tonight, late in the race, we were tight. Every lap, that car got tighter, and I come up on Gozick, and I get right in behind him, and the front end takes right off.
All right, you were speaking for the second race there, too. What exactly happened to your car, and did anything over in turn one affect your race from there on out?
Well, I mean, I know it didn't. Help anything. They all jammed up. I don't even know what happened. I just saw everybody slow down, and I got on the brakes, and somebody hit me from behind, and it spun us around, and then it knocked the tail all apart, and they just bungee corded it and duct taped it back together, wired it, whatever they could do to keep the thing from falling off. And the same deal. I haven't talked to Tom to see where the stagger was at, but we missed our stagger in the first race, and I don't know what we did in the second. I don't know if we nailed it and it just wasn't enough, or if we missed it again. I'm not sure.
Finally, back to the first race. You've been running with Pat Lavery for a long time. What's it like for you to see him get his first win?
Well, I mean, it's nice. You know, I mean, there's a two-way street there. I'm here to race. I'm here to win. So I got beat, and a little bit of me, of course, has got to go, well, what do we have to do to fix that? But at the same time, when it's all said and done and you can't change it, I'm happy for him.
He's been your competitor not only on a weekly feature night, running second to you often, but also in the track championship.
Yeah, no, Pat's a great guy. He's a great competitor, and, you know, and without saying any more than that, he's a good competitor, and those are few and far between.
All right, and finally, who would you like to thank tonight for your two top fives?
I don't know. Who's that car owner, John Nicotra, and then all these guys that hang out and, you know, help us do the stuff we do. They're all good guys.